Up your neighborhood with what's happening. It's Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Good morning and welcome into Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Wally Lukashensky with Cale Zomer up in the WBEV studio with you this morning. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. But I want to talk a little bit about Randy and his team over with Professional Floor Covering this morning, because they are here to help you design the perfect space. They have over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. But it is so much more than floors. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. And I always bring up with the countertops, it's one of the first things you see when you walk into a room. You're going to notice it right away. So it's so important with how that bath remodel will turn out. It's going to offer a large selection of quartz, granite, marble, and laminate countertops over there, Professional Floor Covering too. And they're here to help you find that perfect countertop that fits both your lifestyle and your design. Professional Floor Covering is in Abbey Design Center, and you can find them at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam or online at proflr.com. Excited this morning to be joined by three members over with St. Catherine Drexel's Parish, Jennifer Seckel, Peter Lanning, and John Bowser for the 13th Annual Catholic School Walks. And I was talking a little bit when we came in. This is new to me. I left the school about 14 years ago. We didn't have anything like this. So I'm excited to welcome you in today and learn a little bit more about it. But how are you guys doing today? Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having us.
Oh, I'm fired up to have you. You're a veteran here.
I'm a repeater. Yes.
I was going to say, people might have liked Jennifer Seckel. I've heard that before. You were Madame in Cinderella. We had you in not too long ago. Different mission for you today.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I'm not here to promote the evil. I'm here to promote the good.
That's true. And that is true. We are looking very much on the good today.
This is a wonderful opportunity. Well, thank you again, Wally, for having us. Just to kind of introduce our team here. I am Jennifer Seckel. My role with this whole process, I'm the Director of Administrative Services and Stewardship at St. Catherine Drexel Parish and School. Stewardship is part of why I'm here today. It's fundraising. It's community awareness. It's education. So I'm excited to be part of the committee that's putting this walk together this year. And I've brought my friends today.
Well, let's dive right on over here. Yeah. Peter, first of all, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do with the parish, and how you became involved?
Absolutely. Well, my name is Peter Lanning, as we've said. I am the Youth and Young Adult Ministry Coordinator at St. Catherine Drexel. I am what we call a cradle Catholic, so born, raised,
yep.
I have all the sacraments. I come from St. Joe's originally in Waupun, but this past August I came down here to St. Catherine Drexel, and I've just jumped in, and I've been excited to help out ever since.
Well, we're happy to have you. Welcome to the area. That's very exciting to
Thank
hear.
Thank you very much.
And then, John, I'd love to hear a little bit about yourself, how you became involved, and how long it's been, too.
Yeah, so professionally, I'm a professor at UW-Whitewater. But more importantly, I'm a school parent. I have two children at St. Catherine Drexel School, so I've been involved with the school for over 10 years now.
Wow.
And I've seen how my own children have grown and developed, and their classmates, how they've grown and developed in the school environment. And so just happy to continue to do the work to help support the school in any way I can.
Well, I love to hear that. And I was curious because I'm another cradle Catholic, somebody that's grown up here, or not here, but throughout this church.
Yep.
This was new. I didn't ever even hear about it in my old parish. Is this something that is like Wisconsin only? Is this diocese? Where does this come from?
So it sounds like when we were talking, it started pretty shortly after you left.
Very shortly after.
But it's been going on, you mentioned, 13th year. And originally it was an archdiocesan-wide event. It used to be held at Mount Mary College. And then over time it became a school-specific thing, where each school, if I have this remembered correctly, each school on a set date would do their walk. And then this year is a little bit new in that each school is tasked with doing the walk whichever date works in their schedule.
Absolutely.
The objective is the same, raise money for the schools, help support the mission of the schools. And so St. Catherine Drexel School, we are doing it this week.
Well, and it's this Friday. Mm-hmm. So what do we need to know for people that, whether they want to donate or down the road, maybe they want to volunteer for events like this, How do they learn more about this event?
Sure. So to learn more about the event, and as you mentioned, donate, which we appreciate from the community. Maybe a little bit later in the program, I'll thank all of our donors so far. But it is a community event. It's not limited to just school families supporting the kids. It's the community supporting the kids. The kids do the walk on their own, so we want to let them kind of have that to themselves as they enjoy the weather and the thanks that they give to God for a beautiful Catholic education. But if you'd like to learn more about the event, you can go to the school website, which is skds.org. Drop down the fundraiser tab, and then the events page will be there. You can learn more about the event. You can donate. We've made it really simple to donate this year. We've got a QR code. We've got a website. Or you're welcome to stop by the parish center and say hi and drop off a donation.
I'm awful with technology. And going through this, there's like three different ways that you can get it. If I can figure it out, I promise
absolutely.
You. It's not that hard.
QR codes are my new best friend. I've been making those for everything.
I went kicking and screaming at the beginning. But I'm like, these things are so much easier when you get the hang of it.
Yep.
Yeah. Nicely done. All right. So, well, good to know that.
And we love getting mail. So you can send in a check, or again, you know, stop by, say hello, and we can answer any questions that donors might have. But again, we wanted to open this up to the community because we do live in a very thriving community here in Beaver Dam that has been very supportive of our schools. We've got families from all over the area who send their children here. So it's a way to really kind of come together to show support.
Absolutely. Well, it's always great too, because we see it, whether it's public or private schools, mm-hmm. like, it's expensive to have kids go through with good education. And so the goal for this is $10,000. You mentioned it was to help with the mission, with the schools. What kind of things would the money be like looking to go to? Is it stuff in the classroom? Is it for like buses, trips? How does this go about?
And I'll throw this over to John as well as a parent to kind of speak to what he's seen before too. But we have a beautiful school, but our school is also aging. So it needs a little help. You know, we were able to raise money last year to go towards some doors, some more secure doors. So we just really want to continue to step up our safety initiatives. We've got technology that needs to be replaced. You know, it's comes through and cycles out. So we want to make sure the kids have the latest and most functional tools to learn. Anytime we want to do a special program, the funds need to be there for that. So, John, if you want, as a parent, do you want to kind of speak to what you've seen kind of come through?
So I mean, you know, older buildings, older problems. Mm-hmm. Now that said, our maintenance crew—they do an amazing job of keeping everything up to, you know, a par. And this is part of that process. Mm-hmm. So, continuing the upgrades. I remember how many years ago there was an addition to the school, and so this is just part of that process of continuing to upgrade, as you mentioned, security features, but also just the general structure of the school to keep it to be the warm and welcoming learning environment that's always been and will continue to be.
I love that. Well, we're going to step aside for a quick break. When we come back, we have a lot more to talk about. The walk's coming up this week. We got to talk about the goal. We got to talk about why we're doing this overall. There's a lot of things that we can dive into. We will right on the other side of the break here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It's the Free for Fall Savings event on now at Silica for your home. Free delivery, free installation, free haul away on select appliances, free laundry detergent with select laundry purchases, free over-the-range air fry microwave when purchasing select Frigidaire packages. As always at Silica, get free no-interest financing store-wide. The list goes on and the savings grow larger at Silica's Free for Fall Savings event on now through October 22nd.
World so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new, they've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
Looking for a better night's sleep with a mattress made right here in Wisconsin? McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam is having a mattress sale. Hi, this is Sandy. McKinstry's is proud to offer Simmons Beauty Rest and Symbol mattresses made in Wisconsin. Both of these brands are known for quality and comfort. A good mattress isn't just about comfort, it's an investment in your health and well-being. The average person spends roughly a third of their life sleeping, making your mattress choice one of the most important furniture decisions you'll ever make. Adjustable bases are also on sale. With adjustable bases, you can find the most comfortable sleeping position for your body. With the push of a button, you can raise your head. Push another button and your legs raise. Plus, McKinstry's offers free delivery and setup. We can also arrange the disposal of your old mattress set. Stop in for the mattress sale at McKinstry's Home Furnishings, celebrating 167 years in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. Sale ends October 18th.
Brace yourselves. Winter is coming. Don't wait for the cold to hit. JB Mechanical is here with expert heating services for both homes and businesses, keeping you warm all season long. Want more control over your comfort? Ask them about programmable and Wi-Fi thermostats designed to fit your schedule and lifestyle. With flexible maintenance plans and financing options, staying cozy has never been easier or less stressful. Schedule your service today at jbmechllc.com. Proud to be your local Train dealer, because nothing runs like a Train.
Get ready, because magic and mischief is back at the Market at Beaver Dam's Fall Fest this Saturday, October 11th from 9 a.m. to noon. Bring the kids for face painting and balloon animals, as well as painting pumpkins, beanbag toss, and even pumpkin bowling. While you're outside, shop the huge outdoor produce sale, locally grown pumpkins and squash, plus apples, onions, potatoes, and fresh cranberries, as well as pears, just to name a few. All your fall favorites are in one place. And inside the store, it's one day only savings you don't want to miss. Frito-Lay chips, Brewpub Lots of Matzo pizzas, Pepsi and 7-Up products, fresh meat items, Kemp's milk, and so much more. You can also support the BDHS 4-H with caribou drink specials and sweet apple nachos, a treat the whole family will love. It's fun, festive, and it's family-friendly. Don't miss the Fall Fest at the Market at Beaver Dam this Saturday, October 11th. Come for the fun, shop for the savings, and celebrate the season with the Market at Beaver Dam.
Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, and you're listening to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Excited this morning, I am joined by Jennifer Seckel, Peter Lanning, and John Bowser, talking a little bit about the 13th annual Catholic Schools Walk that is happening this Friday at St. Catherine Drexel. And I want to actually ask something I probably should have asked you ahead of time, but 13 years, as an event like this grows, how are you trying to make it better, whether it be for the kids, make it so what the donations, it goes farther? How are you trying to grow this thing?
So I'll step up to that one first. So this is my first year with this program, or with the Schools Walk. And I was, you know, given materials, and you get a toolkit and like kind of some direction, and then it's like, go forth and make this happen.
Luck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
see you later.
But I have to say though, so we've done a lot of, you know, social media posting. We've got a flyer people may have seen around town. This went out to all of our alumni. It went out to all of our school parents. It went out to our parishioners in this month's mailing. So it's a lot of just getting the word out. A lot of personal phone calls and letter writing to our neighboring businesses, our parishioners with businesses. And I have to tell you, the response has been phenomenal. And it just makes me excited to start planning for next year already. I'm getting these ideas like, oh, maybe we could do this, and maybe we could do this, and here's another way to get the kids involved.
And this time you're going to have 12 months to prepare for it.
Yeah, so I'm excited to come back and talk to you about next year's walk. But let's focus on this year's walk.
It's true. We're only 5 days away, not that far.
5 days away, I know. And it's been such a quick process, too. So it's been a lot of just learning as we go, and but just the response from the community has been phenomenal. So that's so appreciated, and so grateful for that.
Well, Peter, you're kind of an extension here on the school. That's your kind of role here today. What can you tell us a little bit about, we were talking a little about education outside the classroom.
Yeah, absolutely. So as Catholics, we proclaim that our faith is a living faith. So it extends beyond just going to Mass and going to school every day. Frequently at the end of Mass, we are sent forth with the words, "Go forth, the Mass has ended. Go forth and glorify God by your lives." And we take that seriously. We want education and our lives to show the glory of Christ to other people. So it goes beyond just being in one place and keeping it in that place. We go forth all around. The word Catholic means universal. So we do take that seriously. We want everyone to come together and be beyond just one place at one time.
It's not just that 1 hour on Sunday morning. You got 171 other hours in the week. You got to make sure you're doing your job too.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I like that. So it's a constant. Well, the world's a classroom in general. Mm-hmm. So that's a way to look at it right there. So really, well done there, Peter.
Thank you.
Nice answer. And then I would love to talk a little bit, too, about the partners for an event like this. I know you wanted to thank some. I would love to throw that over.
Oh, I have such a list.
I know you do. And I was going to say, I'm ready for you.
I have a list. I love it. So first of all, we want to thank our priests. We have three amazing, compassionate, committed, dedicated priests at St. Catherine Drexel who also serve five other parishes. So these are some busy gentlemen who I'm so appreciative of them. So to Father Will Arnold, Father Nick Dine, and Father Thomas Naidu, we want to thank you for your support and commitment to the parish and school and the community as a whole. We could not ask for three better priests at St. Catherine Drexel. Right. And they're just phenomenal human beings. So we really appreciate all that they do on a daily basis. Really, really want to thank our principal, Jennifer Weiss. I have not met a more dedicated educator in my life. And she's very passionate about the school. She's passionate about the parish. She's a wonderful leader. The children just love and look up to her. So I've been happy to work with her on this as well, maybe take some things off of her plate so she can focus on the day-to-day at school and know that she has a backing of myself and these gentlemen and the parish and school community as a whole. So we want to really thank Ms. Weiss for what she does on a daily basis. I want to thank my marketing team because I'm cranking out these Facebook posts and bulletin articles, and they're just nailing it out of the park, getting them posted. So Peggy Hess, Lauren Crombie, Janelle Buford, and Sarah Bindle for just keeping the website and the social media pages and the bulletin cranking every time I have to change something or add a thank you. They're knocking it out of the park. An absolute huge thanks to our teachers who are – I have never, again, it's dedication. I've never met a more dedicated group of men and women that come in and they live what they teach. And it's so neat to go to masses when the children are involved and just see all that they're learning in the classroom, and they're comfortable speaking in front of the church, and they really are feeling what they're saying. They're not just reading words on a page. They know why they're saying what they're saying. And that comes from our teachers and the parents who entrust our teachers and our staff with their children's education and their well-being every day. Thank you. Thank you, John.
You bet.
Thank you, all the John Bowsers out there. We really appreciate you. Specifically, want to thank the Beaver Dam Auxiliary Police for their help coming up on Friday. They've got a busy day. We also have homecoming in Beaver Dam on Friday.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a busy day Friday. So we want to thank Brandon Stommel, Jeremiah Johnson, their teams for getting these wonderful folks out there to help keep the kids safe. And then just a little shout out to the businesses that have donated so far. I want to thank Catholic Financial Life. They're actually going to do a matching donation for up to $500 of the proceeds.
Oh, nice.
So extremely generous. Archie Monument and Stone, Beaver Dam Police Charities, Brewer Metal Craftsman, who donated in loving memory of Simone Brewer, who was the matriarch of the business and just a wonderful lady who supported our parish and school as well. Dr. Chris Brooks from Brooks Dentistry. We've got thank yous going out to Hermanson Masonry and Concrete, JB Mechanical, K&B Tree Lawn and Landscape, and Richards Insurance. So if you're a local business listening today, we'd love to add you to that list.
I love that. You're a pro right here, Jennifer. Nicely done.
You know.
I do also, there's one other thing. We talked a little bit during the break I would love to hit on, because sometimes there's people that maybe aren't parents and they're out there and they're like, well, it doesn't really make sense to me. I'm just going to tune this out right now.
Sure.
These kids are also a part of the community and they're future leaders in this community. Can you speak a little bit, John, to why this is so important, to making sure that these kids have all the materials and everything they need to succeed?
Yeah, as you mentioned, I mean, these kids, these families, we're out in the community as a whole. So St. Catherine Drexel School and Parish, it's a cornerstone of the Catholic community in Beaver Dam and Dodge County, but we're also a part of and an instrumental part of the wider Beaver Dam and Dodge County communities. Our kids, our families are out there doing great things. You see us out in the community. Our marching band, which I believe is the only elementary and middle school marching band in the Archdiocese.
Among wow.
schools. So
big shout
out
to Kim Lopez for keeping them running.
Absolutely. we're out and about in the parades, taking part in the Memorial Day service at Oakwood Cemetery. So, I mean, our school is a fabric of this community, along with so many other parts of it. And so even if you yourself are not tied with the school, with our parish, with Catholic faith as a whole, your donations go to a good cause and a great cause that supports our total community.
Absolutely. Well, and for those people that do want to donate right now, once again, where can they go to do it? There were multiple options, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So probably the quickest and easiest would be to go to the school's website, which is skds.org. Again, skds.org. Right on that front landing page, Wally, there's a fundraising option. Click on that. You can choose events, and the Catholic Schools Walk is the first event on that page. It's got our nice flyer that talks more about the date and our mission and our goals, which our goal is $10,000. We're not there yet, but this week could easily get us there with support. So once you get to the page, there's a QR code you can scan because, hey, how simple could you get?
So it's easy. There's it's
a,
easy.
It's just like, yeah. Ka-chink. There's a link to basically where the QR code would take you to, but if you're more comfortable, just tap in that link. Or, like I said, you can mail something to the Parish Center, you can drop by the office and say hello with a donation. We'd love to see you and thank you in person.
That's perfect, yeah. So you heard it at the end. If you're one of those people afraid of the computers, just drive on in. We'll still
over.
Take checks.
Yep.
Cash is king.
Absolutely. all the above. All the above.
Well, I want to thank all of you for joining me this morning. I hope that Friday goes well. I'm really pulling that we get that $10,000 goal. Is there anything else in this last 30 seconds that I missed on that we need to hit before we say goodbye today?
Really just no. And thank you again for having us. But the why of what we do, you know, I have a certain role. Peter has a role. John has a role. We all have a part in supporting our school. John, again, has mentioned he's got kids there. Peter and I work there, but we love what we do. There's no greater feeling than waking up in the morning and knowing that you're going to a place where what you do matters and the people around you are so supportive and there is a mission. And then to see these kids in action, it's just heartwarming. Gives you a lot of hope for the future. So just again, thank you to the St. Catherine Drexel School families and parishioners and the community as a whole for having us, listening to us today. I can't talk anymore.
Welcome and just, to the show.
Right, like a little, you get me going on something I'm excited about. It's hard to stop me.
Well, I could feel the passion.
Yeah.
In it. So
it's a privilege to be able to come talk to you about something so impactful in our community. So thank you again.
Oh, well, and thank you all. So I'm looking forward to hear how it goes. Yeah. I'm sure we'll see each other around.
Of course.
Coming up on weekends here.
Right.
we will be taking a quick break here on Hometown. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Sandy from McKinstry's. That's next here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Keep your feet kicked up, sit back, and hang with us at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. At least four members of Congress from Wisconsin plan to give up their pay during the federal government shutdown. House Republicans Glenn Grothman, Tony Weed, and Brian Stiles sent letters to the House Chief Administrative Officer asking to have their pay withheld from now. So did Senate Democrat Tammy Baldwin. Most senators and representatives make about $174,000 a year. People can protect themselves and their computers with a few simple steps like picking strong passwords and changing them often. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Wisconsin consumer protection officials are recommending multi-step verification. People should recognize phishing and report it to avoid compromising personal information. There's more about this at DailyDodge.com. Wisconsin trails and roads should be safer after the latest effort to promote ATV and UTV safety. The most recent Think Smart Before You Start campaign just ended. 34 people have died in ATV and UTV crashes in Wisconsin so far this year. Officials say most victims were not wearing seatbelts or helmets. Drivers were often drinking and speeding. People in Waupun have a chance tonight to get to know how their community is serving them. Tonight is Waupun's Community Services Open House. There will be displays and demonstrations. People can do anything from ride a ladder truck to register to vote. It happens at the Safety Building from 5 till 7. It's homecoming week in Beaver Dam. Police say harmless pranks are fine, but they draw the line at vandalism and underage drinking. Activities all week build up to Friday afternoon's parade, the football game Friday night, and the homecoming dance on Saturday night. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, the Brewers and Cubs play Game 2 of their National League Division Series tonight at American Family Field. Milwaukee took Game 1 9-3 on Saturday. Coverage begins at 7:30, the first pitch set for 8:08 on 95.3 WBEV. Last night in the ALDS, Toronto goes up 2-0 on the Yankees with a 13-7 win. The Mariners even their series up with the Tigers 1-1 with a 3-2 win. Packers back to work today after taking the weekend off. Green Bay hosts the Bengals Sunday at Lambeau. That's a 3:25 kickoff on 95.3. Yesterday in the NFC North, the Vikings and the Lions both picked up victories. The Bears also had the weekend off. New England stuns Buffalo on Sunday Night Football 23-20. Badger women's volleyball team swept Michigan on Sunday 3-0. The Bucks open up their preseason slate tonight in Miami against the Heat. Coverage begins at 6 over on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center. I'm Wade Bates on 95.3 WBEV.
At Prairie Ridge Health, women's health is a lifelong journey. We're here with you every step of the way, from routine gynecology care to pregnancy, menopause, and everything in between. Our compassionate team provides expert care tailored towards women's health. With flexible appointments and convenient locations in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie, we are here to support your journey. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Chance of rain showers today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 68. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for showers tonight, lows dip down to about 47, partly cloudy skies. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 66. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently 65.
Talking all topics related to the green and gold and serving as your main source for Beaver Dam athletics in the fall season. Tune into the Dam Sports Show presented to you by Real Sports Cards in Waupun weekdays from 4 to 5 p.m. on Daily Dodge TV, 1430 ESPN, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Vamos a la playa conmigo, Wally Lukashensky, for an unforgettable escape from the winter blues as we head to the secret Playa Mujeres Golf and Spa Resort in Mexico. Along with memory-making travel, join us the first week of February. Imagine this, while it's freezing back home, you're soaking up the sun, making amazing memories, and living your best life on the beach. Sounds pretty great, right? But here's the deal. Seats are limited, and this trip is filling up fast. I'll be there, of course, and so will our very own Charlie Dern. We'll keep the vibe vibes high and even keep everyone back home updated. Hopefully they don't get too jealous. This Slice of Paradise is an exclusive adults-only gated beachfront community just 35 minutes north of the Cancun airport. There will be white sand beaches, spacious suites, many bars and dining venues, entertainment, and a world-class spa. Steps from a Greg Norman 18-hole golf course. Enjoy paradise. Head to DailyDodge.com in the 95.3 WBEV winner getaway page. Talk to and book with Holly at Memory Making Travel today.
34-yard field goal attempt off the right hash marks. Matt Orzech on the snap. Daniel Whelan down on one knee. Snap, placement, kick to the upright. And it is good! And the game ends in a tie.
The end of the ball game.
A hard-fought overtime affair ends in a tie at 40.
After a draw in Big D, the Bengals come to town on October 12th for a matchup at Lambeau Field. Coverage begins at 1. The kickoff is set for 3:25 on 95.3 WBEV.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing together friends and neighbors on Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Hometown Today from 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Looking for a better night's sleep with a mattress made right here in Wisconsin? McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam is having a mattress sale. They're proud to offer Simmons, Beautyrest, and Symbol mattresses made right here in Wisconsin. Both of these brands are known for quality and comfort. A good mattress isn't just about comfort. It's an investment in your health and well-being. The average person spends roughly a third of their life sleeping, making your mattress choice one of the most important furniture decisions you will make. Adjustable bases are also on sale right now. With adjustable bases, you can find the most comfortable sleeping position for your body. With the push of a button, you can raise your head, push another button, your legs raise. Plus, McKinstry's offers free delivery and setup. They can also arrange for the disposal of your old mattress as well. So stop in for the mattress sale at McKinstry's Home Furnishing, celebrating 167 years in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. Sale ends October 18th. We head back down to the Daily Dodge TV studio for more Hometown Today. Here again is Wally.
Thank you very much, Kale. And now we have to welcome on one of my favorite people in the area. I say it all the time. I mean it. Diana Ogle with the Park Village Shopping Center is on the line. Diana, it's great to hear you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I did see the sun come up this morning, and that was like at 6 o'clock when I was at the Y in the pool, but now she's gone away, my friend.
Yeah, I know. It looks like we might be having a little cloud and rain today, but you know what? We needed it. That's what they tell me to say every time anyways in this part.
I know. I do. We do need a little rain, yeah. We need a little rain. We got to have that. I mean, I know the farmers want to get their crops in, but we do need a little moisture.
Well, Diana, I know it's we usually talk a lot of positive things. Unfortunately, we do have a little an unfortunate thing to talk about this morning. We got news that Bob Keller passed away over the weekend, and I know he's meant a ton to this area and to you guys over there at the Park Village Shopping Center. I figured I just wanted to let you have the floor and talk a little bit about Bob.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. Bob Keller and the Keller family was very instrumental here in Beaver Dam. In fact, his dad, Clarence, was a mayor back in 1943. So the Keller Real Estate Group and the Keller name has been around for a long time. And, you know, a couple little things about Bob. He did graduate from Beaver Dam High School, in case no one knew that. And he graduated in 1945, just a smidge before we were born, my dear friend. And then after that, he went into the Navy.
Wow.
And yeah, after he was on the Navy, the war ended after that. Then he went to the University of Madison. He completed a degree in a light building program they had back there. And he worked real hard in development and management. He was actually appointed Realtor of the Year in 1968 and 69 in Madison. And so he's been involved in real estate his entire career. And that brings us to Park Village Shopping Center, which his dad, Clarence, and his dad's brother developed way back in the day. And there used to be a Pizza Hut there. And there, I mean, it goes way, way, way back. And Roger Knoll was very instrumental in doing a chronological presentation on that years ago. And Roger Knoll, I mean, he's the guy that knows everything.
Oh, one of the smartest guys you'll ever meet.
I'm telling you, that cat is all that in a bag of chips. And so he, meaning Bob, and his uncle and his dad started developing that. And, of course, after they passed, then Bob took over. And so I actually was at a chamber, business after hours, probably 17, 18 years ago. And I was talking to Bob, didn't know who Bob was at the time, and I was talking to him, and I said, hi, my name is Diana Ogle, blah, blah, blah. And I said, so what is it you do? And he said, oh, I own a business here in town. I said, oh, you do? And we were talking. I said, what's your business? He said, well, the shopping center. I said, you own the shopping center? And he said, yeah. He said, what do you think of the shopping center? I said, well, you need to hire me because your shopping center is tired. And he looks at me, and he goes, you know what? It is. And so that was our quirky beginning, and we have been dear friends ever since then. He honestly was a mentor to me and many, many, many people here in and around this area. And so we worked on developing that, and Carl Brain was brought on board to do the landscaping with that. And some of the people in this area, you know, I mean, John Ralston and Bob were super good friends. And, I mean, there's so many, I can't even mention them all, but... one of my favorite memories of going out to eat with John Ralston and Bob Keller, because we were talking business, when the check came, John Ralston handed me the check. And I looked at them, too. I said, you both have lost your mind. We're going to order dessert. We're not even done eating yet. I said, so we each ordered desserts, and I did make John pay for it. And Bob said, absolutely, John, you're going to pay for it. If I had your money, I'd burn mine, he said. So Bob had such a great sense of humor, and he was so open. He was very involved in the school. They did scholarships for him. You know, he's part of the Hicks Foundation, the Keller Foundation. He was always giving back to this community, and that guy will seriously be missed. The torch is now passed on to his son, David, who I've been working with for the past few years. And, you know, if anybody wants to, Bob's visitation is tomorrow at the Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care. It's 7435 University Avenue in Middleton, and I think you guys are going to put that up on your website. So visitation is tomorrow from 3 to 6, and then the funeral is on Wednesday. So he will sorely be missed, sorely, sorely be missed. You know, he was always involved in the theater. He was involved in the ice skating rink. Anything that had to do with lifting up kids and bringing books to this area and doing anything he could to just better this community, he will sorely be missed.
I believe it. It sounds like he was a heck of a guy and a steward of the community. And my condolences to you, Diana, and everybody else that knew him. So we're here for you if we can do anything at all. Hope you know that.
Absolutely, my friend. He will be missed. So thank you for everything you do.
Absolutely. Thank you, Diana. And again, make sure you check out the website. We will have that information if you want to go out for the visitation or for the funeral. So rest in peace to Bob Keller. He will be missed. Kale, we are going to throw it to one final break today. When we come back, you and I are going to let you know what's going on here, right here in the Dodge County area. That's next on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Picking your fall outfits can be frightening. Let St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County make it easier for you. Got a closet full of clothes that don't do the trick? It can be someone else's treat. Right after you make some room for your winter closet and donate. You can also get or donate your Halloween supplies this year. From fall decor to Halloween costumes and so much more, St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County has it all. They're open 8 to 7 Monday through Saturday. Shop, save, and support St. Vincent de Paul at 125 Dodge Drive in Beaverdam.
God bless from your friends at St. Vincent de Paul.
Did you know Marshfield Clinic offers self-scheduling? And there's no better time than right now to catch up on care. Primary care can help you stay on track with screenings, vaccinations, and labs, or simply be the place to check in on your overall health and well-being. Making an appointment online is simple. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primarycare and tap Schedule Online. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care. Life is calling. Go with confidence.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you've been injured, you need a winning team on your side. Gruber Law Offices will fight for the results you deserve. Call Gruber Law Offices today, a proud partner of your Milwaukee Brewers. One call, that's all.
Hey, it's Jake Hayes, the commercial guy and producer for WBEV, and I wanted to let you know that Wings Over Wisconsin and their Beaver Dam chapter presents the Game Feed Dinner to benefit the Rotary Lights at Swan Park. This night includes raffles, gun boards, an ice fishing board, bow hunting board, walk-arounds, and more. That was a mouthful, and at the dinner, you can have a mouthful of great food. Salmon, bluegill, shark, buffalo, alligator, and walleye are all just part of the menu. Doors open at the Bayside Supper Club at 5:30 p.m. with a dinner an hour later, and you can find Bayside on West 9231 County Road G in Beaver Dam. Tickets are $30 at the door, but only $25 in advance. Get them now. Seating is limited. Contact 920-387-5198 or email office at wingsoverwisconsin.org. Ticket pickup is at Bayside Supper Club.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing you Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is brought to you by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishing in downtown Beaver Dam. Kale, thank you as always for helping out, making us sound great this morning. What's going on, my friend?
Well, I think there's rumors there's a little baseball game happening tonight.
Yeah, you know, I've started hearing that. Is that true? There's a ball game here in the state of Wisconsin tonight.
There is a ball game here in the state of Wisconsin that are going to have a lot of eyes on it. Game two of the NLDS Brewers taking on those little baby Bears from Chicago. Great game on Saturday. You catch any of that game?
I was sitting there listening. I'm at the Oshkosh River Falls football game for Jeffrey Freund's homecoming.
Nice.
With about 30 of the Freund's family, and we're all sitting around watching it on a phone during the game. And we're like, 9-1! It's 9-1 now! Like, it's awesome. Shouting up and down. All the Oshkosh River Falls fans are cheering together. It was great. Awesome.
It was, that was a fun one, because if you only had time to catch the first two innings, you essentially caught the entire game.
But you went on cruise control after that.
Yeah, you see, right, first batter up against the Brewers, home run for the Cubs, you're like, well, this isn't how we wanted to start our postseason. That's not a great start. And then, the bottom half of the first happens, and you're like, oh, that's right. This is the 2025 Brewers. Nothing is impossible. And then the second inning comes along. Same thing. Okay, this is how this is going to go. So, yeah, it was an exciting game. I'm a little bit nervous about Pat Murphy making comments about not really being a fan of the off day between games one and two. It makes me think, like, Did his players seem in a funk during practice that made him go, I wish we didn't have this break?
And see, I tell you what it is, in my opinion. You just had a week off before this series. You go out there, you get such an emotional win. You want to go out and ride that momentum. And instead, you then have to unplug once again for 24 hours and then somehow turn it up to 100 again.
I suppose, too, like, a part of it could be, it probably would have been, in this case, with how game one turned out, probably would have been pretty advantageous to have back-to-back days.
You want to play that next game 10 minutes after the first one ends.
Well, especially with how the Cubs went through their bullpen on Saturday, right?
Like, yep.
It would have probably been ideal for the Brewers this time around. But it could have been the opposite way, so, you never know. Anyway, game two coming up tonight, 8:08 8, I believe, is the first pitch. We'll have our coverage beginning at 7:30 right here on 95.3 WBEV. So looking forward to continuing some Brewer magic here in October. And speaking of baseball, Wally, have you seen this 999 challenge?
Yeah, this has actually been rolling out for a couple of years now, but I'm not sure if I'm able to do the legit one. That new one that came out with the mini dogs, I'd do that.
Yeah, that. So for folks who don't know what we're talking about, like, there's this 999 challenge where you go to a Major League Baseball game and you consume 9 hot dogs and 9 beers in 9 innings.
Yes.
You think you could do it if it's the mini dogs?
Oh, I'm going to be honest with you, Kale. I think I could do it either way.
Okay.
But I know I would do it with the mini dogs. The thing is, I need to know, because when J.J. Watt did this earlier in the year at AmFam Field, he did it in like 4 innings where he just was treating it like I have 9
pounded.
Innings to finish this.
He just went to town. Yeah, I feel pretty confident I could probably do the 9 beers. Not that I'd want to in that time, you know, especially with the way MLB games move along now in 2.5 hours. The 9 hot dogs for me, even the mini dogs, like, I think I could do 5.
Would you be doing it all at once, or are you doing it one?
Oh no, I'm talking like spread out over the 9 innings. I just don't think I could do a hot dog per inning. Like the first 2, I think I'd be all right. When we got to inning number 3, I think I would be hurting pretty bad.
The next time, you know what? One of these weekends, when if the Brewers are still playing, I might just have to dabble.
See how it goes.
Like, off the clock on a Saturday. I might just have to report back to you if this is very doable or not.
Well, speaking of food challenges, are you a fan of Taco Bell?
It's in the biggest of pinches, I will throw Taco Bell at it.
So there's a Taco Bell challenge out in Denver called the International Taco Bell 50K Ultra Marathon.
What?
And I'm telling you, 50K does not stand for dollars. It really is a 50K, aka 31 miles. The race is a loop throughout Denver, and it includes mandatory stops at 10 area Taco Bells. So you have to order something at 9 out of the 10 Taco Bells that you pass.
Oh, you have to order it all 10. What do you mean 9?
And you actually have to eat the food. That includes 1 Chalupa Supreme or 1 Crunchwrap Supreme by the 4th stop, and 1 Burrito Supreme or 1 Nachos Bel Grande by the 8th stop. You got to finish the 31 miles in 11 hours. Keep all your receipts and wrappers, and drinks do not count as food.
I would have no shot. Plus, I think very clearly I'm understanding that this is a intestinal challenge more than anything.
This is by far more a challenge for your stomach than it is. I mean, like, your legs are going to be challenged.
Genuinely,
but
you give me, how long of a period? It was 11 hours?
11 hours to do 31 miles and eat at 9 Taco Bells.
Like, I think I could do the walk. I don't think I'd be able to do the Taco Bell.
Okay.
Or the Taco Bell would make it so I can't do the walk.
Right. That's, I mean, by stop number 5, man, your gut is getting so heavy.
I know, and they don't have quesaritos anymore either. What are we doing?
By the way, you are banned from using stomach medicines, including Pepto, Alka-Seltzer, and Mylanta.
See you later. Can't have it.
Yeah, can't have it. I mean, obviously, once the race is done, go and do whatever you want. But yeah, during the race, during that 11 hours or so that it takes you to do it, nothing. Not, it can't be. Because that'd be one thing, right? If you can pop a few Tums after like each Taco Bell stop, that might help settle the tummy a little bit. But yeah, it's in its 8th year, they were expecting around, it was this past Saturday, they think they had around 600 participants.
I like to do food challenges. I like to. This is one that I hear it, and there's not even a 1% part of me that's like, that sounds fun, that sounds appealing, that sounds like the worst day I can imagine.
Sounds like torture is what it sounds like. But what was the opposite of that was the night you had on Friday night, you got to travel down to Keewaskum and see some pretty good football.
Oh, we saw very good football. 3 straight big, big wins for Beaver Dam. Now they have, they control their own destiny. 2 final games against Port Washington and Plymouth, and you win both of those games. I don't care what Plymouth and they're going to say out there, because these crossover games are going. You're conference champs. like we're your conference champions. And I know Coach Lindy's telling his team that same thing too. So go out, take care of business. And who knows, you win a couple games here. The way the matrix is, maybe it sets up or you get a home playoff game. We didn't get one last year under the old one.
Yeah.
Let me get a home playoff game. We deserve one here, Beaver Dam.
That would be awesome. And homecoming this week.
Yeah, that's true too. And they have the big parade, I think, what?
Friday.
Is it Wade and Ninja that will be doing the parade on Friday?
Probably, yeah. I'll have to check on that one. But yeah, homecoming parade coming up on Friday. So homecoming game on Friday night. So yeah, it's going to be a good time. And well, let's see what else is going on, Wally. I mean, Brewers, Beaver Dam football. Speaking of high school sports, too, coming up tomorrow night, we've got girls volleyball, Beaver Dam hosting Milton.
And we've been kind of spoiled here. The last several times that Corey Sparks and I have gone out and called volleyball, we've gotten classic five-setter wins from Beaver Dam. Last time it took playing a little extra, going beyond the 15 to get it done. So we're hoping that we're good luck charms, because there's too many times with other schools, I'll leave them out of it, because I know a poor couple coaches out there, you see Corey and I coming, they're like, oh, this is bad news. This is not good for us. I think Beaver Dam and Coach Pickard's, they're probably excited when they see us roll in the building.
That's good. I like it when you're, yeah, I was a little worried about you guys becoming a bad luck charm, so that's good to know. The other thing I should mention, by the way, did you get to go back and watch that Columbus game from Friday night?
Oh, how electric was that?
What a game.
I mean, that going into it, we even knew it was going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the entire state in Tyler Woolen and a Columbus team that, I mean, is there a more nails program out there? I mean, it's just year in, year out, you know that they're going to be physical, they're going to be able to run the ball, and that front four is going to be nasty. So congrats on the local team, the Seabirds here, getting it done.
Exactly. And then coming up this Friday night, like we mentioned, we've got Beaver Dam homecoming. And then on the other side of things this Friday night, we get to head back to Houstoncon. We'll love going there as they get ready to host Clinton. So that's coming up on Friday night as well. Both those games over on Daily Dodge TV.
Well, make sure you hang out with us all week. We'll be keeping you in a loop as we always do at the end of these shows. But that's going to do it for us on Hometown Today. We will be back same time, same place tomorrow with another edition here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.